This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The third.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, April 3rd?
Yes.
It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Neary and I shall be your host for today. Today we have two special guests. We actually have some nurses, big time nurses, with all kind of letters in the back of their names. They are actually celebrating the theme, Our Nurses, Our Future, Caring for Nurses Strengthens. And I have...
Economies.
There's a whole section I missed out. Okay, strengthens economies, right? So I have Nurse Trinica McCarty, and of course I have Nurse Brown. I'm trying to get her first name because I didn't lost it.
Tennille
Brown. I need to circle these things, right? Mm-hmm. Who are here to explain... the nurses as a job and a career, and also this big activity, because they have a big-time boat cruise. They are encouraging the public and nurses by pursuing nursing as a profession to come on. So I'm going to talk about the boat cruise later on, right? But before I start off that, I want to talk about all these letters they have behind the name, because apparently there are different types of nurses in general. Because I just call them nurse, and whatever nurse come, I assume they all do the same job. But there are different levels of nurses, and I want to actually understand what are the different levels of nurses.
Well.
And that's Nurse McCarty who's going to start.
Yes, my name is Trinica McCarty. I am here, and I will, first of all, say there are different levels of nursing. First of all, what we like to do is start from the almost to, you know, the basic level and then go up. So you would start from the basic level and then go up.
Let's
the
talk
rank.
About that.
Okay.
What you mean by basic level?
The basic level is registered nurse or staff nurse.
What do staff nurses do?
Staff nurses, they are the ones who manage the clinic, manage the hospital. They're the ones who deal with direct patient care. They make sure they get their medication. They make sure they are seen by the doctor and sorted out with their medication. We as a nurse is the patient's advocate. We check on the patient. We visit the patient from the public health standpoint. Mm-hmm. If you are in hospital, is a different flare or a different thing that is happening for you when you're a nurse. Hospital is immediate care. We're dealing with critical care. We're dealing with immediate care where if someone got cut, they had a stroke or heart attack, that's different. In the clinical setting or in the clinic setting, we are dealing more with preventative care, okay? We try to prevent problems, okay? That's what we are looking at. We do home visits. We intervene where we are preventing you from getting a foot ulcer or stuff like that. Pregnant women, we see them through their pregnancy, making sure they are well, those type of things.
Okay, so that's one level of nurse. What's the second level after that?
The second level, you want to say?
Well, then in regards to levels, we could look at it from two perspectives. We could look at it from the perspective of levels in terms of the trained clinical nurse, the registered nurse, and then the nurse practitioner. Mm-hmm. Additionally, we could look at it from a specialty perspective. So you have specialties like midwifery. You have specialties like ophthalmic nursing.
Say the word again.
Ophthalmic nursing. Mm-hmm. And that's a nurse who primarily deals with the eye or illnesses of the eye.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Then you have the psychiatric nursing, psychiatric and mental health nursing. And so those would be some of the areas of specialty that you would see.
Like registered nurse, which is like the basic nurse.
Yes, would be the basic.
And then you get specialized nurses in different areas.
Yes, absolutely.
So, but I saw what nurse they call sister.
Yes, that's what we'll go on to next. So you can be a TCN, that's a trained clinical nurse.
Okay.
That's the ones who are just trained in basic in basics care. She would do the patient's blood pressure. She can interview the patient. She can assist the patient with their care needs. And she could do the home visit and addressing. She doesn't really administer medication.
Okay.
Then you have the RN, like I said before. Then you go up to the right. The RN does all of those things I just mentioned, but she will deal with the medication. She will do the doctor's rounds. She will carry out the orders that the doctor gave that needs to be done. And then after we deal with RN, the RN rank can go up where over the years, after you have acquired some specialties like midwifery, dealing with delivering babies, that's what that means. If you are an ophthalmic nurse dealing with the eye, if you are a renal nurse, or also a nurse dealing with gerontology, dealing with elderly, old people, those areas, once you have gotten additional
training
and they are normally 18 months, okay, here in the Bahamas, 18 months. Once you have done that, you can be promoted to a nursing officer. That's what we call it now. Okay. We don't say sister for everybody anymore. Females are called sisters, okay, because we'll have to call the male nurse brother, but we call them nursing officers.
Okay.
And then guess what? That have different ranks. Okay, nursing officer rank, that's what I am now. I just was promoted last year, okay? And then you have nursing officer two. So you as RN, then you become nursing officer two. Then you go up to nursing officer one, okay? And then if you do some additional management courses or you get a master's or some doctorate degree, you can go to SNO, senior nursing officer.
I had a cousin who, Francis, who was a had a doctorate degree or a doctor of nursing. And, I asked her, how come I can't call you doctor? She said, no, she's not a doctor. She just have a doctorate degree
in
nursing. So you call her a nurse with a doctorate degree?
Yeah, she would be, she can be a senior nursing officer of high rank. She would be eligible to be the principal nursing officer of a whole lot of nurses, or like in Department of Public Health, or in the Princess Margaret Hospital, or she can even go to being the director of nursing, someone with that type of credential.
Okay, yes. Let's talk about aspiring nurses, you know, and how best for them to prepare for their career, right? At my child's school, they have something called Nurses Cadet. And I want to know, why should they join the Nurses Cadet if they're in high school still? And in terms of you want to pursue nursing in general, how what kind of courses should you take or pursue?
Okay, well, first and foremost, nursing is a profession or calling that requires love, skills, and training. It would take about 3 to 4 years of training of basic training in the registered nurse program, while the trained clinical nursing program about 18 months rather. I must also add that specialties require extra years of training. And so if that answers your question.
Let me reiterate
or add on to about the nurse cadet, because that's what you asked about. The nursing cadet came about because in the profession, we noticed that we were losing a lot of our nurses, number one. And number two, we wanted our populace or our people in the Bahamas to know that nursing is a lucrative profession and that we wanted to gear and steer our young people into that direction. So that's why they came up with the nursing cadet program. So these nurses, they won't go into nursing and then drop out. But hey, this isn't what I expected. They thought it all was a pretty tall hat and a beautiful white uniform. But in the nursing cadet program, that actually directs them and actually lets them get a taste of what nursing really is. So we offer this in most all of the major islands. Okay, we have it in Abaco. We have it in Freeport. We have it here in New Providence and in throughout all the major government schools and even the public private schools as well. So when they are finished school, they can matriculate or go straight into UB and get sorted out. So they know they need to have their 5 BGCSEs.
Okay.
And it has to have math and English in it, mm-hmm. okay? And then they will really then know about taking blood pressure. Mm-hmm. They will know about taking temperature. They will know how to be ethical in dealing with patients and being confidential, meaning not talking people's personal business, you know, Harriet mm-hmm. in the clinic. You mm-hmm. keep your mouth shut, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. It's a lot of things that go into the nurses cadet program, yes? Mm-hmm. And so, I cannot forget, anyone going into that program, they get a little stipend.
They get money?
They get money. It isn't a lot, but it's an encouragement for them, okay?
But let's walk through it now. So mm-hmm. I know what a nurses cadet is. That's a high school thing. What grade do they start as nurses cadet?
They can start from junior high level, ninth grade, into senior. Senior is the major, that's where, and guess what, is a cutoff point. They only take in so many persons. So mm-hmm. if you don't get in when they have it for September, mm-hmm. you can't get in anymore. You will have to wait till
the next
the next cohort starts.
Okay, mm-hmm. and that's an introductory phase where you learn the yes. blood pressure and whatever it is, response. Yes. And then you can matriculate to UB.
Yes.
And UB is a 3 to 4 year certification?
Yes.
And what type of degree do you get?
Before it used to be, when nursing started many moons ago, when I did it, it was the diploma program. It wasn't at UB. Mm-hmm. But things got better in the Bahamas, and we have a program at the then College of the Bahamas, now University of the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. So it went from diploma, mm-hmm. that phased out, then they went into the associate's degree, mm-hmm. and then that is like stopped mm-hmm. now. Now we have gone to higher learning where you have to obtain a bachelor's degree in nursing now.
And that's 3-4 years and yes. you get your bachelor's degree. Uh-huh. And when you graduate, you get your degree now, and you matriculate to one of the clinics or the hospitals?
One thing we must say, you will pass their exam in school, mm-hmm. but you must take, this is what differentiates us as a real nurse. We have to take our consul exam, the consul exam for the Bahamas. Oh. You have to sit an exam.
So you
pay and you sit an exam.
You mean after I graduate, I'm
a
nurse?
Yes. Yeah, you as a nurse. But you have to pass the state exam, just like in the U.S., eh? Mm. You have to pass a state exam to prove what you say you are.
And then I become an RN.
Yes. And okay. Once you pass that and get your congratulations from the director of nursing, mm-hmm. you are officially a registered yes. nurse. And then you can be employed by the Ministry of Health and you can get appointed.
During COVID, they had people who's taking blood, or the lobotomy?
Phlebotomy.
Is that part of the nurses program?
No, it's not. No, that is not. But guess what? The thing about nursing is, in the Bahamas, how we have an archipelago and we have islands all over the place, the nurse is, I call it a one-shot deal. She has everybody's profession, mm-hmm. I would say, under her belt. She can be a phlebotomist. She mm-hmm. pulls blood, because I can pull blood. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sure she can do it too. Mm-hmm. We can pull blood. We sometimes have to act almost like a doctor too. Mm-hmm. We do mm-hmm. a lot of things doctors would do. Mm-hmm. That's when you're on the family island and there's no doctor, you have to make calls, you have to do certain things. You are the technician, you are the you deal with the computer, you do everything. You are one stop shop.
Is there any money in making nursing? I want to know now how to direct my child, right? Mm-hmm. Can she make some good money being a nurse?
Well, yes, she can. Things are looking better. We had
I have a sister cousin who making all kind of, she buy a car every other week, and she said, I work in overtime. I said, Mike, how come you have so much money? Mm-hmm. So nurses, you can make some good money.
Yes, you can make money. You can make some money. I always tell people, Ian, how much you make is how you save what you make and what you do with what you have, mm-hmm. you know, but you can make honest, good money in nursing.
I know you mentioned continuing ed in terms of how you can specialize, but what are opportunities for continuing education and professional development for nurses?
Okay. Well, basically, as I previously stated, we have the various areas of nursing that you can upgrade in. You have the midwifery program. You have the midwifery program, the psychiatric program, as well as the ophthalmic nursing program. Additionally, you have the consulting program. And so they would be some of the upgradings that's actually provided locally. And then, of course, if we renal as well.
Yes.
And then if you want it for ones that we don't provide locally, you could always go abroad and become skilled in those areas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those persons who squeamish when I come around blood. I mean, I shut down. You get cut here and you see I move to completely close my eyes. I close my eyes. Terrified. Mm-hmm. My child, she get cut. Go to your mommy. I just can't stand it. Right. What are some of the challenges nurses tend to come across?
Well, from what I have experienced in the nursing profession, and I've been in nursing for over 35 plus years, I have encountered in my area of expertise, I have encountered issues like issues with getting your needed supplies, especially when you're on the family island. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you end up running out, you have an emergency, you have to wait for a boat to bring the stuff in, okay? It has to be ordered down, or it's not working to deal with it if you're on the family island. In New Providence, it's a little different. You could find a technician within maybe a day or so. But when it's the family island, either you have to care or the technician has to come over to you. And that takes time, okay? And then the next pet peeve is now we have some very disgusting patients, you know? That is a thing that we always have to deal with. And we have to know maneuver around them and how to handle what they are saying and how they're acting. That is some of the real issues that we have to deal with. And one more thing is sometimes we become susceptible to diseases and problems because we are dealing with people.
Intimate.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yes. You see what happened with COVID.
I see what happened.
A lot of nurses contracted COVID because they were dealing with patients with COVID.
We also have a chance to engage you with you right now. Okay. And so we let that caller come in. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello? Go ahead. Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead. Caller going once. Caller going. Okay, I guess the caller have to call back, sir. But that caller, I was here celebrating. This is, and I want to know the theme. What is the theme you're celebrating?
Okay. So the ICN theme for this nurses' year 2025, this month, which of course is observed in May, is our nurses, our future, caring for nurses and me.
Yes. And so we're doing a lot of celebratory type things. Exactly what are we celebrating again, and how are we celebrating?
Yes. What I would like to say with the theme, we must take care of our nurses by keeping them here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, by paying them well and giving them their accolades that they deserve. So that theme goes well with that.
And as I go to the corner, I remember being at COB. There was always a lot of nurses, and I realized that there is a nurses shortage now. Nurses are in demand. Healthcare is in demand right now, right? Just throwing it out there, what do you keep our nurses here?
Well, pay them well.
Pay them well.
One. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure there's an avenue for them to be properly mentored and taught how to run things. Because guess what? One day I will be out of the service, okay? And we need to mentor them well so they could take the helm and do the job well, okay? Other things we can do is make sure we have courses. And I see Man is doing an excellent job with that now. They're having courses coming up.
Nonstop.
Nice. Every year there's something happening now. Before, guess how long I waited to become a midwife? Must be 10 or 15 years before I became a midwife. Mm-hmm. So now they're actually doing a quick turnover now.
Nice.
You know? But the joke about it is, as they're doing the quick turnover, you get a little other little problem. Mm-hmm. Because if you get more nurses to go into the classroom, we are kind of short. Mm-hmm. But we have to adjust. That's all. Because it's for the greater good in the end. We will have more nurses in that field.
Let's go to the caller again, and we'll talk about Saturday, April 12th at this nurses' boat cruise we talked about. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Nui.
Good morning.
Good morning to you again.
Good morning, sir.
I want to say that I am impressed with the thing about this nursing cadet program in the schools. And I would like to also mention that my daughter's mommy, who's a registered number one nurse, last name Knowles, and I would like for them to comment on how effective these cadets or the nurses can play with treating the dialysis patients in the Family Islands, because I have experience of dealing with the clinics at the Family Islands also.
Okay, thank you very much, Carla. Let the nurses respond to that.
You want to take that?
Okay, you are saying that you want to know how we can tie in the nurses cadet with helping to address renal issues within the Family Islands. I'm thinking that's what you're asking. Much of our care is provided theoretically through theoretical knowledge, and so I believe that providing our student nurses with the knowledge that would help to address issues as it relates to renal issues, or what can result in a renal issue, that would help to combat the issues that's on the Family Island.
Okay. So let's go with these dates. What's happening on April 12th, 2025?
Okay. So on April 12th, 2025, our Ministry of Health and Wellness, Department of Public Health, Nurses Month Committee will be holding its Vital and Vibes Boat Cruise.
Vital and Vibes Boat Cruise.
Vital and Vibes Boat Cruise on the night shift.
On the night shift. I like that.
Yes, absolutely. And so we will board the President Taylor at 7 p.m. and the dock at 8 p.m.
So there's tickets there.
Yes.
So where can I get tickets?
You can get tickets from where we have our tickets available. You could also draw a reference to our contacts, 432-8684 or 422-6813.
I see you have flyers there. Where can I see this flyer?
You can see this flyer on all of the various clinics, all of the government agencies, our stakeholders, our partners, are the police force. They have been provided with flyers. Our various businesses, whether they're governmental or non-governmental, have been provided with flyers.
So this boat cruise is not just for healthcare professionals, for everybody.
Everybody.
Oh, I can come.
Man, listen, we need your support. Whoever can come, let them come. We need them to help us. We have 600 nurses. We trying to provide some blessings or some good gifts for. We need all of y'all to support us and come on down and be a part of this.
How much are the tickets?
The tickets are $20.
That's cheap.
And $25 at the boat.
Okay, so better to buy it in advance so you don't pay that extra $5.
That's right.
Okay, but give me the date again. That's April?
The date is... That's next week, Saturday.
This next week, Saturday.
Next week, Saturday. That's why we're here. Next week, Saturday. We want you to be present and accounted for on the President Taylor.
When does it start again?
It starts, we leave what time?
We board at 7 p.m.
We board at 7.
We leave at 8 p.m.
Yes.
You're going to play that song? Night, no.
You know they're going to play that.
Of course.
They're going to play that for sure. And guess who is our DJ?
Who's your DJ?
Our DJ is Super Mario.
Okay, nice. Friends. High-end DJ, too. Okay.
And
money.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Any surprises or prizes? Can we
Yes. Okay. We're going to have plenty prizes. We're going to have dance. What they say? Dance competition. Yeah. We're going to have all sorts of things happening. We're going to have food on sale. We're going to have drinks on sale. Man, hey, come and support us. This for everyone who can come.
Nice. So what's happening on April 30th?
Well, on April 30th, we are having you know, nurses have children with special needs. And we said we want our nurses who have children with special needs, whatever it may be, we are going to be doing a community service for those nurses, okay? So on Wednesday, the 30th of April, we will be dealing with that for our nurses.
Okay. And on May 2nd, what's happening there?
May 2nd, we are having a health fair. This is going to happen at the Ministry of Health and Wellness area. all the persons dealing with health, like the foot podiatry clinics, school health, all of the different areas, and people who deal with, like, companies that deal directly with
support.
Like the Bahamas, medical and surgical supplies, mm-hmm. different entities. We will have all of them there. HIV team, they will be doing free testing mm-hmm. right mm-hmm. on the spot. It will be a lot of things. We will be, and guess what? Freebies. Listen, people, come on down. You can get all the free things as possible.
And that's okay? on Friday, May 2nd. And it's going to be at the Ministry of Health and
Wellness. Yes, from 9 to 5 p.m.
And where's that again? The Ministry of Health and Wellness.
The Ministry of Health is on Meeting Street.
Ah, I see.
Meeting Street and Nassau Street. You can't miss it.
And on May 8th, you have a disaster expo?
What's that? We're having a disaster expo.
So basically, we're having a disaster expo, disaster preparedness expo. And so basically, that is the mind frame is to provide knowledge and information on disaster preparedness. Mm-hmm. And so you'd have various persons from various entities and stuff come in, whether it's government or non-government, to just explain what can be done, the various resources that can be provided during this time, whether it is national insurance, it's social services, national health insurance. You will additionally have areas within the Department of Public Health, midwives. You would have EPI persons, and they would all provide information on your routes to take in the event of an emergency and how it's best addressed.
What about on May 26th? You have a whole month of activities, man.
Yes,
so
yes.
May 26th is a trivia game night at the Ministry of Health and Wellness. I guess this is for your nurses, staff, and support.
Yes.
Okay.
And so our trained clinical nurses, as well as our registered nurses, will have a fun night where they will be partaking in trivias and games.
I know we have a number of private healthcare nurses. Are they invited to any of these events?
Yes. Doctors Hospital is a part of this. See, with nursing, we have private sector and we have the public sector. Mm-hmm. We have the hospital. We have SRC. Mm-hmm. We are all going to be coming together. Actually, in the month of May, there is a week for each entity. So PMH has a week. SRC has a week. And the public health has a week. Mm-hmm. Okay? So they are all responsible for certain things. So we would support them, and they would support us.
Nice, nice. Yes. So it's one big nurses event.
Yes.
Okay, on Wednesday, the 28th of May, Nurses Appreciation Day.
Oh, yes, that's why we're having this boat cruise. We will be stopping to every government clinic in New Providence, and we will be dropping off their items with their name on it personally to each clinic. And those on the family islands, we ain't leaving y'all out. Mm-hmm. We will have your stuff packaged and labeled and sent to you as well in the islands.
So that means I need to buy two boat crew tickets then. Make sure I put my money in.
Guess what? We are looking forward to people to donate. They can call us. They can even call me because I'm in charge of dealing with donations. You can call for me on 806-8314 if you want to donate something for us. Please go right ahead. We need all of the support we can get.
I see on May 30th, you're having a talent show starting at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Nurses could sing?
Yeah, ma'am.
Or they dance?
Nurses could sing. They could dance. They could act. They could do it all. And guess what? This is not only for nurses. Mm-hmm. We can include anybody who has talent can come and be a part of this event.
Is this talent show something they pay for, or is this coming?
You will pay a small little donate. I think it's $10. Mm-hmm. $10.
No, actually, as a matter of fact, sorry for interjecting, but ages 5 and under is free. 5 to 12 years old is $2. 13 and up is $5.
That's small money.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, it's
yes,
a family yes, event.
Yes, yes. It's a family thing.
Mm-hmm. That could be at the Ministry of Health and Meeting Street.
Yes.
Okay, good. Tell me about the family fund.
Oh, yes. This is one of our babies. This is also a big event. Guess what? This includes all of the Department of Public Health staff, no matter what. You don't have to be a nurse to come to this one.
Okay.
You can just come down and enjoy what we have to offer. There will be food and drinks for the children and the parents. We will have face painting. We will have games and all sorts of things for everyone. Bunsen Castle, we're going to have it face all painting. For I mean, we are going to have a wonderful time. Right at the Ministry of Health and Wellness parking lot, we're going to have that transform for you. We want to show our nurses we love them and the other staff of Department of Public Health.
I didn't know nursing was so fun. All kind of things you all have planned. So this is Ministry of Health, but this is particularly the Department of Public Health.
Yes, sir.
Which is nurses.
Yes.
Basically?
Yes.
Okay. And, of course, I'm talking to Nurse Trinica McCarty. And she has all kind of different letters in it. Is this nurse number one? N-O-1.
N-O-1, nursing officer one.
And what is the CHN?
CHN means community health nurse.
Okay, and what does RM mean?
Registered midwife.
And then the RN?
Registered nurse.
Okay. And of course, I have Tanil, who's with me also. And they're here to tell me about all the big things that is happening for this Nurses Month. It's an entire month-long event.
Yes, of May. Oh, one thing I did not reiterate or say, in the month of May, you should see all your nurses in the Department of Public Health wearing full uniform.
Okay.
With hat and stripes, okay. and belt and everything in that month. But on Fridays, they will be wearing a Nurses Month t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But all the month of May, they should be in uniform on a Monday, eh? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
On Mondays, dressed fully regalia.
Full regalia?
Full regalia.
Oh.
Looking spiffy and white and beautiful.
Okay, as we're going to take this commercial break, remind me about this boat cruise right now.
Okay, so the boat cruise is Vital and Vibes on the night shift. It is April 12th. Your boarding time is 7 p.m., and that's on the President Taylor. That's at Porter's Key. We will leave the dock. We'll leave Porter's Key at 8 p.m. And it's until 12 a.m.
Okay, and Nurse McCarty, give you the last word.
My last word is, guess what? We need your support. Please support this venture with this boat cruise. We need your support. Please come on, donate, or give finances. Come on the boat cruise. This is going to be a great push for all of these events that we are having. So
I could partner with the nurses and say, send me a couple of dollars down there in your audience.
Yes, man, we need the money because, child, that boat ain't cheap, you know, and certain things cost money. You know what I'm talking about, you know? So we need all hands on deck.
Okay, last question before we go. What about the small private clinics? They invited the nurses. They're invited to
all of the
every
clinics.
Nurse.
Anybody who could come to that event can come.
Anyone who named nurse coming.
Listen, it's not only nurse. Mm-hmm. Anybody. You don't have to just be nurses.
Our
okay,
public.
And the general public. You love us. You want to show us support. Come on down and be a part of this event.
I want to thank Nurse Trinica McCarty and also Nurse Tanil Brown. Thank you very much. Good luck with Nurses Month. This again is Ministry of Health, Department of Public Health. We're going to be celebrating. They have a month-long event starting this April 12th. It's going to be the Nurses Boat Cruise and fundraiser where they have to prepare and pay for 600 nurses gifts and surprises for that. That boat cruise have all kind of activities and prizes on that boat cruise. And of course, all the month of May, from May 2nd straight to May 31st, there's event almost every week. And they want you to come out and support them. They have the Disaster Expo. They have the Trivia Game Night. They have the Nurses Appreciation Day where they're distributing the gifts. They have, of course, the Nurses Talent Show. I want to come down to that. And the tickets there start like $2 for the kids and go up to $5 for adults. And that's going to be at Friday the 30th at 6 p.m. And, of course, that big Family Fun Day, which is going to be on May 31st. From 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. I'm excited. So much things
yes.
I can participate in.
Man, I'm excited too. I can't wait. So
I just want to hear the song Night Nurse.
Night Nurse.
There you go. Thank you very much. This is Guardian Radio AM. We'll be right back.
Try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Spring is in the air, and so are the rewards. The Water and Sewage Corporation wants to thank you for staying on top of your bills. When you pay your bill in full, you'll be entered for a chance to win one of three Easter baskets filled with exciting surprises. Pay in full before your due date. Complete the entry form, and you'll be entered to win. Visit our social media pages for details. Hop to it and win with the Water and Sewage Corporation. Hurry, offer ends April 17th.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
Tell her try your best just to make it quick. Pour my tin to the sink. Cause there must be something she can do.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. We are back for the second segment of the show. Mr. Newry,
hey.
They said nurses, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what about nurse sharks? What about by them who wake in the nursery?
They're all invited.
What about the boy who is nice in the fifth? So
they
to
say
the fourth?
Every time any kind of nurse can come to these parties and these events.
This is good.
So they can come.
I like this.
I know no nurse shark coming, but yeah, I mean
they're on a boat, cruise boat. They come, they'll be there. They just won't be on the boat.
Yes, I understand.
Y'all be careful. Anytime we're on a cruise, we have to be careful. Mr. Newry, I have lots of questions.
There's some exciting things happening to the Bahamas.
They're trying to bring
the news was hot.
They're trying to bring Sports Day to Thursday.
Yes, absolutely.
Iram Lewis and joined the COI yesterday.
Yes.
I have 107 questions for them, but they was busy yesterday, so I'm going to ask you the questions,
Mr.
Newry. First question, can the COI manage the internal shifts resulting from this decision to accept Iram Lewis into the fold as an now being the only member of the party with a seat in the House?
What do you mean by internal shifts?
Well, they got to be internal shifts.
Like what?
So here's the next question.
No, you can't move. I don't know what you mean by internal shifts.
Will Iram Lewis demand a convention and leadership race? Does this moment require a convention and leadership race? Does the question of whether the leader... Because see, didn't the FNM have to have this discussion as well when the leader of the party, Tommy Turnquest, didn't win a seat in the House?
I can tell you the conclusion to it.
Yeah.
When Tommy Turnquest didn't win his seat, he became a senator. He was still leader of the party, leader of the FNM. However, Alvin Smith became the leader in the House.
Leader of government business, of opposition business in the House.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so that's what I mean by internal shifts. Iram Lewis, you ain't gonna never take a picture by yourself again.
No.
That's first things you should know.
Why you say that?
Well, because...
I know why I think it, but why you...
Because who's the leader? How will you know who the leader is of the party?
Okay.
Because we all can presume the boy with the seat got to be the leader.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think he will ever take a picture by himself again.
So it will always be him and the leader.
And the leader of the party, unless he is the leader.
But the leader has a strong personality. He tends to speak a lot.
I know.
I'm not sure if Iram Lewis can become the sun. And then the leader, Lincoln Bean, will become the moon. Lincoln right. is a son.
And so, okay, and so what then what happens to Dr. MacGyver, the deputy leader of the party?
She will shrink in the shadow of the sun because there's going to be a solar eclipse.
And the chairperson, Charlotte Green, how will this affect all of them?
The chairperson will be the chairperson.
The question is Iron bringing anybody else across the floor with him?
Mr. Bean hinted that to expect something. And he targeted the F&M party in particular. He didn't mention expect something in both parties. He mentioned the F&M party in particular.
That's even more exciting because who is likely to not get a nomination? Which incumbents are likely to not be run again by the F&M? Can the COI attract them to that side? But more than that, outside of parliamentary colleagues, right? Will Iram Lewis bring over team members and with him, and will that also cause a shift in the internal workings of the party?
Yesterday on the news, you saw Iram Lewis landing back in Grand Bahama after his speech. I did not see any, and I might have been wrong, but I did not see any F&M in colors welcoming him back. That you're my guy. There were a number of people in black. And black and with the fist suggesting that they are COI affiliates
right.
who welcome Iram Lewis back.
So here's another question. Were any of those people on the tarmac or, you know, at the arrival waiting to welcome him back, are any of those people who took off their red shirt to put on a black shirt following Iram?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And perhaps that's something that they'll explain and go in more detail in the future.
Right. Should the person with a seat in the House lead the party? And who should lead the COI from this point? Will Iram demand a convention and leadership race? Will the party members demand a convention and leadership race?
And I hear the question. I wouldn't pose the question as being political mischief that you're doing. Mm-hmm. Because I believe the question is warranted. However, Lincoln Bean is the sun in that particular party. The party starts and falls with him, right? Everyone else is support staff. So I don't think that Mr. Lewis has that charisma to even challenge a Lincoln Bean, if he even wanted to. If he even wanted to. I don't think he has that gumption to do that.
What does Lincoln Bean have to do? What does he need to do in the next 2 weeks? What does Iram Lewis need to do in the next 2 weeks? Let's imagine that Lincoln isn't the sun and center of the party. What does the COI need to do separate from Lincoln, right? I mean, separate outside of his leadership.
And that's what they need to do. Make the party show that the party is bigger than one person. Mm-hmm. They listed some candidates recently. We still have no clue who the candidates are. We don't see them anyplace. They don't see them doing anything.
I can say one thing. That young Hannah girl in Kemp Road, and her constituency office is on the corner of Bar 20. It was at Pyfrom.
Okay, yeah.
Pyfrom and Kemp Road there. She seems to be present and active.
Okay.
And I drive through there, the door's open.
But I think that's her family business there, the snack food thing. And her sign was always up from the last election.
Okay.
So you may be looking at the same old sign. And
boy.
Yeah, because I was always there.
Yeah, but to me, that's also, you know, in politics, that could also be a plus. At least they understand the game.
But what Iram Lewis should be doing,
he
should be maneuvering himself to be active, aggressive, to draw attention to the COI party, active and aggressive to show that he is the competent leader who should be the routine, the seat in Grand Bahama. So he cannot be ordinary. He cannot be demure at all. He needs to be aggressive, and the COI needs to be backing him in terms of allowing him to speak and supporting him to draw traction to the party.
All right. Now a seat in the House.
Technically.
Yeah. Do they need to shift their approach to the next general election? And as opposed to running 39 candidates as serious contenders, begin to consolidate resources and efforts and focus on key constituencies, and in particular, focus on maintaining? What does it mean for the COI if they go into the next general election and Iram loses? this seat.
Well, I expect him to lose. But I mean, separate and apart from that, right? We still need to know the genesis or appreciate the genesis of the Coalition of Independents. They believe they are independents who have come together. So there won't be any concentrating on particular seats. All of the seats will be challenged as all of these people are independent thinking and believe that they can win their seats.
All right. You want to go to the phone line?
Let's go to the phone line.
Because I get more questions.
Go ahead. Let's go. Make it quick. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Guy in Radio AM.
Good morning, caller.
You're live. You're making it quick.
Good morning, seeing you. Guess how you doing?
Doing well.
Good.
Hey, Radio Man. Hey, question. How in the world the FNM could lose a member to Lincoln?
I
wouldn't want to lose Uno to Lincoln.
I'll explain that too. But that's all the question there, so I can respond to that?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
There was a note circulating of a list of people the FNM were planning to not nominate. Hiram Lewis was on that list, right? That they wasn't planning to run anymore. Should Hiram Lewis take advantage and jump ship because he knew he was going to run? It's a great opportunity for him. So it's not necessarily losing his seat. That someone realized and say, hey, I can get fired anyway. Let me just quit.
So okay, because here's my thing. I don't think that the FNM lost a seat or an MP to Lincoln, mm-hmm. to the COI. And I think that's what the COI needs to be very concerned, right? Yeah. They mm-hmm. need to ensure that they have the capacity to maintain what it is they've developed and not become the Hiram Lewis party. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you all have to do serious work about showing us that you're not the Lincoln Bain party.
Yes.
That you're something more than that.
And they still have that challenge. They still have that.
All right. Here's a text before we go to the next caller. Mm-hmm. Morning, Mr. Newry. Please read this info to Mr. Bain. Mr. Bain, I'm happy to see that you got an MP to cross the floor of the House as a COI. I'm happy for the COI. One problem I'm having with that, I hope that the same MP will not be running in the same constituency. If you plan to run him in that area, rest assured you will lose that seat. Hiram Lewis is an MP for the area from Minnis. Time did nothing for the area. If I was you, I would run a different person there. Trust me, I'm from that area. We want change, but not that type. Hope you get 75% through the area, his family, and that ain't working for him. Think about it. Okay, so that text is saying, look, I'm glad to see that you building. You could have this sort of movement, but
this is where their machinery will have to evaluate who's the stronger candidate. And if Hiram Lewis remains the stronger candidate, he has no other choice. Not that he has a choice, but he should remain. But if they have another candidate who could do a better job, the machinery will say, yes, we have a consideration.
Should Hiram have just maintained the pretense of independence, right? Like, should he have just...
No. This election is going to be a strongly contested election. He can need the support of a particular party.
Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, CA.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm from Grand Bahama. Ain't nobody on Iron Run. I can let y'all know that now. But my next point is this would have been a good opportunity for some persons in the PLP body who care about the Bahamian people to actually show their hand and cross over as well. And I say that to say this, if you really believe in the Bahamian people that what the Bahamas is all about, you would move away from party and try to help us as party, as COI is trying to do. I really, for Lincoln being, like you guys said, I feel that somebody else should be the leader, but I feel PLP and FNM leader.
Yeah,
all right.
But at least people are now considering an alternative party, and
exactly.
and that's something to say and commend the COI for.
Thank you
very much, caller.
Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller quickly, and then I'll hit you with some more questions. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? We missed you. All right, let's go to the next caller, producer. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? One more try. Let's go to the next one. Good morning, caller.
Hey, how you doing, Aaron?
Good, thank you.
This is Dr. Okay. What amazes me, though, is that Hiram Lewis was elected more than once, but yet they are saying that he was ineffective and non-functional. So if he was ineffective and non-functional, how does that mean that people continue to nominate and elect people who are non-functional and they are not fit for the task? You accepted him more than once, and now all of a sudden you're no longer willing to accept him. To me, that's kind of odd. how many people do we have sitting in the House of Assembly who we are accepting time after time, particular constituencies who are non-functional, dysfunctional, not fit for the House of Assembly, yet as a people, we continue to nominate and elect these types of people. No wonder why the Bahamas cannot move forward. I find this kind of odd. But thanks for taking my call.
Thanks very much, Scott.
Thank you.
Man, the phone, let's let up after that.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll ask a quick question and then go back to the callers.
Okay. How can Central Grand Bahama constituents and other Grand Bahama generally, residents generally, benefit from this new political landscape?
All eyes are on Grand Bahama at this present time. So this is why Grand Bahama should start demanding things. Since Central Grand Bahama has the attention of the media now, this is when the constituency needs to start demanding things of the sitting MP right now, demanding the things of the government, mm-hmm. demanding things of the FNM in general. So this is a great opportunity.
Don't just politic in private, yeah. but politic in the public
yes.
and share your concerns
yes.
with the public. Good morning. You're on Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing
good,
well.
Thank you.
Okay, I just want to just correct something before I attempt to answer the last caller. Patrice Hanna-Carey, I don't think she's with the COI here. I think the lady is running an attendant in Kempro.
Oh, okay. So she's no longer with the COI?
No. I know, not according to what she said to me.
Okay.
Okay, the kid that R.M. Lewis, right? He was elected 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was elected 2 times, why are we having a problem with his representation? How come he's not a good representative, right?
Uh-huh.
He was elected 2 times under 2 different leaders or 2 different prime ministers, right?
2 different administrations, yeah.
Pardon me?
2 different administrations.
That's right. And people vote for parties. People rarely vote for person, mm-hmm. okay? So he could have been elected 2 times, but it still doesn't make him a good member of parliament. He's not. And he ain't only coming from other voices. He's coming from his constituents.
There you go.
I used to grand Bahamian women, even though I live in Nassau, my family there, in his constituency. And he is not a good representative. So he's not a gain to the COI. So, you know, I don't see him as a plus to there. And like the caller said earlier, they should not run him.
Okay.
They should not run him in his constituency because he definitely would lose.
All right.
Bahama.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's go to the next caller quickly. Caller, you got 30 seconds. Good morning, caller. You got 30 seconds.
Hi, Ms. Green. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Ms. Green, I called for one answer. I need some information on that great passion fruit lemonade.
Okay, I tell you what, next week I can do a whole show on these things because the 10% tariff is here and we can't afford fanciness no more.
Next week can be too late, Miss Green. You made that sound juicy this morning. I want that now.
Okay, listen, when you got the fruit with a seed, you got to put it in the pot and cover it with water. Start
Why
like
you can't do it and sell it?
I do that already, but I can't advertise it on the radio because it's the best lemonade in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, cousin. But you stay tuned. Just remember, if it have a seed, put it in the pot and cover it with water.
So I can call you personally then?
Yeah, man. You leave your number with the producer.
All right. Thank you.
I tasted it yesterday. It was really good.
Yeah, I want to say thank you. You get to reach out to our cousins, Sharon, the Dean sisters.
The Dean sisters.
And tell them we in love.
Yes.
We in love with our family and their yard because everything that came out of their yard was sweet.
You know what we do in Long Island with our cousins. We really do love our cousins.
We just go and pick fruit in the bush, man. We just go and pick fruit in the bush.
And they are my beautiful cousins, the Dean sisters, so you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM. The foundation is next with Howard. What are we doing tomorrow? We analyze the news.
Yeah, we're going to continue this conversation again.
Okay.
More questions to come.
At Grand Bahama need a push now. They can get things.
Well, let's see. You got 3 political parties saying that they're advocating on your behalf. Tell them what it is you need and show them how they need to do it.
Yes. And now we can see what the COI is made of.
And we can see what Lewis is made of as well.
Yeah. But we've been seeing that for the last 10 years. No, team. Anyway, let's don't go there. Guided Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
Because there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.